Chapter 1. Not Ruined, But Broken. Twilight sighed contentedly as she delicately dabbed the quill exactly 3.5 millimeters from the end of her sentence. It was perfect. Precise, but not too precise. Direct, but not forceful. She smiled as she finally placed the period the perfect distance away in her report to Princess Celestia. The last thing she would want is for the princess to feel like she was being commanded to stop reading. How would that make her feel? Twilight carefully rolled up her scroll along with 15 pages of research notes showing how ponies can affect a higher plane that historians have called the ether. Sighing, she gathered up all of her notes and placed them on the corner of her desk. Before she could get started on her next project, her stomach growled loudly, reminding her of the sad reality that she definitely was not one of Daedalus's masterful automatons. She remembered how Spike would have brought her something to eat by now if he weren't too busy asserting his dragon code. Sighing, Twilight went into the kitchen to find something to eat, without burning it down. Content with just an apple, she trekked to the basement to check on how her solutions were doing. As she was taking measurements, an urgent knocking on the door caught her attention. Dropping her vials and ignoring the prismatic explosions, she rushed up the stairs. The pounding at the door got louder and more urgent, and she was surprised to see that when she yanked open the door, she saw Apple Bloom on her forelegs about to deliver another buck. "Apple Bloom!" Twilight yelled, breaking the filly's concentration. "What's wrong?" Apple Bloom turned around and said something. Her country accent mixed with this kind of urgency left whatever she was saying unintelligible. Shaking her head, she put a hoof to the filly's mouth to interrupt a barrage of whatever language she was speaking. "Speak slowly." Twilight rolled her eyes as the filly took an excessively large breath.
"Twilight, Applejack, Spike, and we Crusaders were hiking, and then a dragon attacked us, but Spike pushed Applejack out of the way and was grabbed by the dragon. The dragon grabbed him in a talon and dropped him into the ghastly gorge."
Twilight stared at the energetic filly blankly. What the hay was she going on about? And what was so hard about speaking clearly when you talk to other ponies? Did she take lessons from Pinkie Pie? She jumped as Apple Bloom pulled her head down to eye level and began shouting at her.
"Spike's hurt in Ghastly Gorge! No pony can get to him! He needs help!"
The sight by the gorge was disturbing, to say the least. A crowd of ponies was gathered around the edge of the gorge. As Twilight got closer, she noticed multiple quarry eels were lurking all over the bottom of the gorge.
"Twilight?" The unicorn turned toward Rainbow Dash. "I came as soon as I heard. We don't know for sure, but I think he may be under those rocks."
Twilight nodded as Rainbow Dash continued briefing her.
"I can eat those eels away, but moving all those rocks is going to be the hard part."
Twilight nodded once more. One way or another, she was going to get him out of there. Rainbow Dash enjoyed antagonizing the eels way too much for Twilight's taste. The rainbow streak weaved and danced in between the monsters. The amount of precision it would take for the Pegasus to maintain contact with them and lead them in the direction she wanted them to go would need to be astronomical. Within moments, every eel was trying desperately in order to catch an afternoon snack. Soon, every pony in Ponyville was down amongst the rocks, trying to search for any sign of the baby dragon. It didn't help morale, though, when, an hour in, they found a pool of blood. Many ponies then, to Twilight's despair, had more important things to do than unearth a dead body of a baby dragon. Moving the rocks, needless to say, was a lot more than an ordeal. One by one, ponies left, exhausted. Fluttershy was one of the few who were too exhausted to do anything other than lay on the cold ground. Twilight became more desperate, and even more so when Rainbow Dash trudged back, too exhausted to even tuck in her wings. Twilight strained as every rock began to get larger and larger, each one bigger than the poor baby dragon trapped underneath. After a few more, she finally managed to unearth the one family member she cared for the most. Jagged pieces of stone lay embedded in the dragon's stomach. Scales all over his body were cracked, broken, or just simply torn off his body, revealing sensitive flesh submerged in his life ichor. "Sweet Celestia," Twilight cursed under her breath as she saw the child's arm. Amongst what looked like shattered glass lay a writhing sack of flesh. She couldn't recognize it, but deep inside she could feel that Spike was begging her to do something with him. Anything to end his pain. The worst part was his scales. Each one dug viciously into his body from every direction, ripping him apart from the inside and allowing even more of his life to escape. "He is alive," Twilight said to herself as she stared at her dying friend. "He is still bleeding. His heart is beating, so pick him up and get out." She autonomously executed the command. Wrapping him delicately in her magic, she lifted up his body. Immediately, blood spilled out of his mouth. "Don't you start, Spike," she scolded. "You listen to me right now. You are going to make it to the hospital, and you will get better." She smiled as his mouth closed wearily. With barely more than a thought, they were at the hospital. Well, there was one thought. What happened? "Twilight?" Applejack sat next to the tear-stained mare outside the operating room. "I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have let him come on the pie delivery with us. If I should have been the one tossed into the gorge, not Spike." Applejack continued to sob into Twilight's shoulder. To the orange mare's comfort, she didn't seem angry at all. No pony could have expected that dragon to appear. "And it's thanks to his fast acting that you're okay." Twilight patted Applejack on the back. "He wouldn't forgive himself if something happened to you that he could have prevented." Applejack nodded solemnly. "You have much more responsibility than he does. The farm wouldn't be able to run without you. Spike wouldn't want it any other way, I promise you." The farm mare pulled herself together. Hours staggered past. The deafening silence stretched out for what seemed like an eternity, only to be shattered by a surgeon. "Miss Sparkle?" The namesake snapped to attention, leaving her dreamlike state far behind.
Yes?
The surgeon pulled off his blue cap and sighed wearily.
"We are making some progress, but it is slow going, and we are experiencing some complications. Spike's scales have not completely hardened, so the mature dragon's claws dug through portions of his body easily, causing excessive bleeding multiple areas around his body. Most of the scales on his body have been destroyed. This leads us to a situation with the scales that are embedded in his body. They have caused excessive muscle damage and blood loss. Upon trying to remove some of the larger scales, we discovered that they have snagged themselves on tissues that will leave him with virtually no control of his left arm. In order to save him from further trauma, we need to amputate quickly. And there is his tail. All that's left of it is a stub."
"Amputate? I don't understand."
Twilight fell back on her rump, her friends snapping awake at the sudden outburst. "How could he get amputated? There's so much left for him to do. Wait, what got amputated? A leg? He could still wheel around. An arm. He could still read, or maybe even help Rarity?" No matter what the scenario was, she couldn't see a happy outcome.
"There must be a mistake. He's just a child. Why would you do this to him?"
Twilight jumped as Applejack's hoof wrapped around her and pulled her into a comforting embrace.
"I'm sorry, Miss Sparkle. Any delay in action may cost him his life."
Twilight stayed in the hospital, even after every pony else left to go take care of whatever it was they had to take care of. She didn't care. What was going to happen now that Spike was incapacitated? He couldn't read with one claw, And with his injuries, he would be stuck in here for... Celestia knows how long. It's not fair. How in Tartarus can a dragon not have scales? Maybe she could talk to Princess Celestia about this. How is Spike going to take this? How could he help Rarity? Or take letters? Or lick his toes? For days, Twilight waited for the results. Every morning she sat in a chair, studying everything she could about physical disabilities. Every afternoon she moved to the floor, just lying there, trying to figure out how she would feel if she were in Spike's position. Every night she would crawl her way onto one of the hospital couches. Applejack came around now and again to give her an apple or two. Fluttershy would come over and treat her to a sponge bath. She was a bit embarrassed about it, but it didn't stop her anyway. 3 days. It took 3 days in order to get word of Spike. As soon as they said he was in recovery, she rushed directly to room 147. She had to talk to him. She had to know that he was all right. He was walking. A warm breeze brushed against his cheek, and long grass tickled his toes. He could feel himself moving, talking. Two objects were near him, yet they were different. They didn't walk on their hind legs, and they didn't have claws. They looked squishy, and he found himself wondering how easy it would be for them to get hurt. Whatever they were doing, it seemed like they were enjoying themselves. For some reason, he felt bad. He did something that he shouldn't have done, but he couldn't remember. To his left was a larger one. It was pulling something that looked pretty important. To his right was a smaller one that was buzzing about energetically. From what he could tell, it looked like she was having fun. The calm air changed as they approached a ledge. Looking over it was dizzying, nothing but sharp rocks and even weirder creatures. Clearing his head, he backed away carefully, fearing that even the wind could blow him in. The calm summer breeze was shattered when an ear-splitting roar tore through the sky. Before he knew it, the midday sun was being blocked out by a large creature flying toward them. The larger pony unhitched herself from her cart and turned to them. She shouted something, but he didn't hear her. The large creature was approaching her rapidly, its claws extending to skewer its target. She wouldn't even see it coming. Without thinking, the young dragon practically threw the orange mare aside. It was the least he could do after all the problems he caused her. He got her out of the way just in time to be picked up by the larger, angrier, bloodthirsty dragon. Right away, he knew something was wrong. Everything moved in a way it wasn't supposed to. Talons tore through his scales like they were paper. Without thinking, Spike bit the claw that held him firmly in the dragon's grip. A growl shook the sky, and he went weightless. Spike gasped as his body slammed against the gorge wall, snapping even more things in his body. The last thing he wondered was if standing was the best way to greet the ground rushing toward him so rapidly. Twilight didn't understand what she was looking at for the longest time. She just stared at the sensitive pink sack of meat. A part of her didn't even know what she was looking at. Most of his scales were just gone, like a sheared lamb. It saddened her to think if she didn't know any better, she could swear that it was not Spike. He looked so sensitive. The baby dragon was sweating and fidgeting underneath the blanket. Curiously, she lifted the blanket off of him. Everything looked so raw. The blankets that she raised off him were nothing more than thin-fitted sheets, leaving deep welts on his body. As soon as they were off of him, his hitched, strangled breathing became shallow. The EKG slowed significantly, and he looked remotely comfortable for once. She couldn't ignore the fact that his hide was red, so thin that she could see his vessels. "Oh, Spike," the mare whimpered as a tear rolled down her cheek and onto his forehead. "Twy," a painful, small voice emanated from the small body. The dragon looked toward his long-lost friend. Her amethyst eyes gazed at him, the gem's true beauty only marred by the look of overwhelming concern that etched them. He smiled as a gentle hoof brushed his cheek. Spike noticed how it felt warmer and itchier than he remembered. "Hi, Spike," she whispered, setting the blanket down on the floor. "How are you feeling?" Spike sighed.
"Like an idiot,"
he groaned, his body still sore.
"Well, where's Applejack? Is she okay?"
Twilight nodded. "Thanks to you, she is." Twilight smiled proudly at her friend.
"Do you remember what happened, Spike?"
Spike rubbed his head, or at least he tried to, anyway. Twilight saw his left stub move, but he became confused, for he didn't feel anything. Curious, he looked over his body for the first time to see absolutely nothing. He turned to where he expected to find his arm, and all that was left was a small stub. The stub wasn't carrying residual scales like he first perceived it to be. It was instead covered in terrible, raw-looking flesh, and he immediately screamed.
"What's wrong with me?"
he screamed, the tight skin making it difficult for him to pry his jaw open.
"Spike,"
Twilight cooed motherly, "you were so brave to save Applejack like you did, and you are so strong." She scooped him up in a gentle embrace. "You're hurt, Spike, very badly, and it will be a while before you get better." Spike sniffled. "I'll always be there for you. Remember that."
"Applejack, can I see her?"
Spike looked up at Twilight, silently begging her to accept his request against her better judgment of forcing him to rest. Twilight sighed compassionately.
"Dragon code?"
He nodded. Twilight left to fulfill his request, leaving Spike to get used to his new body. He squeezed his right claw, at first carefully, but soon realized that it required quite a lot of effort. He winced when he finally was able to close his claw all the way, the scarred skin pulling tightly against what was left of his torn muscle. The dragon tried to shift his body in different ways. Some of them were difficult, while others were just impossible. While he was still experimenting, a doctor entered the room. The conversation was weirder than he thought it would be. The doctor explained to him what had happened. He had no more scales. Most of them were shredded apart when the dragon grabbed him in his talons. Sadly, it wasn't only his scales that he lost. His arm was torn apart by the claw as well, and his tail fell victim to the rocks. This was absolutely insane. How in Tartarus would he be able to help Twilight? What about Rarity? He would need to learn to walk on fours now that he couldn't counterbalance with his tail.
Walking? How could he walk on all fours if he only had three legs?
The rest of the doctor's summary fell on deaf ears. The dragon was lost in his thoughts, all of which were along the same line.
"My life as a useful assistant is over."
Chapter 2. Not Broken, Just Fixable. Applejack stared at Spike, who adjusted the bed into a more of a sitting position. For Twilight, the awkwardness was combustible, and it was she who was about to explode. Spike stared shyly at Applejack, the farm mare returning with a glare. Before Twilight decided that her dangerously contagious cough had returned, Spike's voice pierced the silence.
"I'm glad you're okay,"
he stated, drawing circles on a pad of paper with his off claw. "I don't know what I would have done if you got hurt." Applejack looked impatient.
"Thank you, Spike, but you know you'd cause too much trouble with that dragon code nonsense." "It's not nonsense!"
Spike shouted. His voice gave it a more of a thunderous quality. His pencil shattered as anger surged through his body. His claw bled as pencil fragments easily penetrated his skin. "How dare she call it nonsense?
I devote my life to those who..."
"I don't need your help, Spike. Send it to Tartarus if all I care."
Tears streamed down her face, her body shaking with anger.
"You cost us so much, Spike, all because of your silly dragon code, and I don't even want to be a part of it."
"Yes, you do. You know hey well why you do."
Twilight chose this time to take her exit. Spike didn't care. Applejack shook even harder, trying to sustain at least a bit of composure as she faced his wild accusations.
Applejack!
The strain of anger was taking its toll.
You lied the day you came to the Everfree Forest. You went in there again because you were tired.
Spike watched the lines of blood spill down his claw and onto the parchment.
You had a fight with your family that day, and you didn't know what to do. Applejack, they drive you absolutely insane, and you need help. Please, just talk to me.
Spike felt a wave of exhaustion wash over him and set his head back on his pillow.
How dare you? Her voice sounded cold. You never talk about my family. Ever.
Applejack forced her muzzle in Spike's face, her eyes hard.
I don't know who you think you are, but you're not a noble dragon. No pony needs your help, Spike. You're just a child with a hopeless cause fueled by every pony's pity.
He couldn't help but chuckle. She was right, wasn't she? He literally threw himself at Rarity's hooves for years. What kind of chance did he have with a beautiful mare like her? He'd seen the articles she read on toying with stallions. It was just part of her game. He'd done so much for her. All for nothing. Then there was Twilight. He loved her for as long as he could remember. Everything he had ever done was for that one mare. Was that all for nothing as well? With his luck, she was just playing him like Rarity. Spike didn't realize that Applejack had stormed off, and he failed to notice that the lavender mare had replaced her. She must have asked him a question because he felt warmth all over his body. Blinking, Spike realized that Twilight was cradling him like she used to. The dragon remembered times by the fire, not in the library, but in the Canterlot Citadel. The little filly would get bullied at school and then lock herself away for the weekend. Back then, the dragon was able to wrap his claws around her and sway her slowly until she fell asleep. Those were the good times.
Twilight?
The mare shifted slightly. He assumed she was looking at him.
Am I wasting every pony's time with the code?
Spike. Twilight sighed. I always appreciate your help. You've been there for me since the very beginning, and I love you so much. She hugged him. But Applejack isn't me, Spike, and you've made it difficult for her. Spike groaned. And Rarity? Twilight gave him a questioning look.
I was being childish, wasn't I? I should have known that a mare like her wouldn't end up with a dragon like me.
Twilight nuzzled him softly as he continued. You should get going, Twi. I'll be here for a while. Going back to her studies took some adjusting. Her mind continuously slipped back to the months of rehabilitation Spike would face before returning home. Being fully engaged in theoretical magic didn't allow her to get preoccupied with trivial things like hunger or exhaustion. The sun turned into candlelight, then back again. Her studies were the only thing keeping her mind off of what happened to focus. She continued poring over her data, unable to force herself to do anything else. At one point in time, whether it was day or night, was lost on Twilight. Applebloom rushed into the library.
Twilight!
The filly's high-pitched squeal made her lose her train of thought. With a sigh, she turned toward the obnoxious little,
I need a book.
Of course she needs a book. They all need books.
Care to be more specific? Twilight huffed irritably. I need to find a book on metal, she said proudly. I want to see if I can do something to help Spike.
Twilight worked her way through the books. How long has it been since she searched for her own books? Eventually, she found three. Blacksmithing for Dummies, Hammer and Anvil, and Sword in the Shield. The lavender mare watched as the young filly pored through the books for hours. Twilight couldn't remember the last time she saw some pony study so urgently. Turning her focus back to her own studies, she returned to her theories. Once sunlight turned to candlelight, her train of thought was derailed by her growling stomach. Yawning, she turned away from her desk for the first time in what felt like hours. She examined the library, and she was surprised to see a filly slumbering over some books. What was she doing here? Out of the possible options, the least likely one was that she had taken on an apprentice. More likely was that she was having some type of slumber party with her. That didn't sound too weird, did it? She shook it off and went into the kitchen to make herself a sandwich. Before she could dig into her breakfast, lunch, what time was it anyway? Spike usually wound the clocks for her. As far as she knew, they stopped when Spike left the other day. Twilight sighed irritably as another knock stopped her tangent thinking.
Twilight!
She opened the door to see an orange mare at the door. Applejack, that was her name.
Oh, hi, Apple Pie. What can I do for you?
Applejack stared at her awkwardly. Was something on her face?
Have you seen Apple Bloom around here at all? I've searched for her everywhere and I can't find her.
Twilight invited the mare inside and watched curiously as she went straight toward the pony, who was slumbering peacefully in the corner.
Oh, Applejack! Your name is Applejack!
Twilight exclaimed at her sudden revelation, relieved at the weight off her mind. Applejack stared at her, clearly concerned.
Twi, are you all right?
She moved slowly towards the thin, bony mare, not wanting to spook her.
You're so thin, and no pony has seen you for weeks. I'm just worried, is all.
The worried mare bound closer and closer toward her, poised to strike at any moment. Twilight backed away slowly, stopping only when a wall appeared against her back, stopping her in her tracks. Every pony jumped as a vase on the shelf fell to the floor with a crash.
Applejack?
The little filly in the corner sat up sluggishly.
What are you doing here?
Her ears splayed back worriedly as the orange mare turned on her angrily.
Did I do something wrong?
When she received no insight to her mistake from the mare, her eyes widened.
What time is it? Oh, Applejack, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to stay out so late. We were worried sick about you. All you said was that you were going crusading with your friends. Now, what the hay are you doing here?
Tears sprang to Apple Bloom's eyes, clearly upset at herself.
I'm sorry, sis.
Sister? Twilight looked around the room awkwardly. Should she be listening to this?
We took a field trip to Canterlot to go see the guard's blacksmith, and they were talking about how everything is fixable. So I thought if I could make something for Spike that...
A strong hoof to the floor shook the building, making the filly cringe.
Enough about that forsaken dragon!
No pony dared to breathe, not knowing what would set Applejack off even farther.
He's nothing but a broken meddler, who has no idea what he's talking about. He ain't broken!
Applebloom glared at her older sister, dead in the eyes.
The blacksmith said that with the right metal, anything can be fixed. Spike needs help, so I'm gonna help him. Get. Back. Home.
The filly grabbed her books and scrambled out the door. Twilight would bet that she made it back to their house in a matter of seconds. Left alone, Twilight could see that there was something more to the anger Applejack felt. She dared not ask any questions, fearing to bring the orange mare's rage upon herself. Once again, Twilight was alone. She didn't finish her sandwich before returning to her work. The first month of Spike's absence passed quickly. For some reason, Celestia stopped giving her things to study, so instead she turned her time back to the library. It was in need of a lot more TLC than she remembered, but it didn't take long at all for it to become as well-tuned
as a draft horse. Before long, she forgot all about trivial distractions, like hospitals and whatever it was they contained. "You've done well, Spike," the nurse said as the dragon trudged back from his rehabilitation. "You have gotten used to walking on threes, and your skin is healing nicely." The nurse pulled back the blankets to Spike's bed and waited patiently for him to climb in between, purring slightly as the blanket warmed his body. "The only worry we have is that your scales have yet to grow back," Spike groaned. "You know how the nurses are about these things. I'll be sure to talk to them. You should be able to leave here tomorrow." Spike laughed, relieved. "You certainly know how to work the system, don't you, Emerald Strongbeat?" "I can't wait to get out of here," Emerald chuckled. "If you leave, who would laugh at all my lame jokes?"
"Ah, don't be like that, Emmy,"
the nurse shuddered at his nickname.
"At least Snowpony would ask to watch you do nothing but walk in a circle for hours. Now just think of all the free time you have."
The nurse laughed, remembering how crazy the young dragon drove him, asking day after day to watch the nurse walk around until he was able to emulate the movements easily. "Besides, with all that walking, you may be fit to do the running of the leaves." The nurse laughed once again as he gently lowered the blankets onto the dragon. "I just might take you up on that one day. Hopefully, I won't see you here tomorrow afternoon. Besides, Twilight must be buried in her own filth by now without her number one assistant." Spike stretched, basking in the warm summer air. Everything looked so big now that he was closer to the ground. The rehabilitation helped him get used to his restricted movement and even writing with his off claw. Walking, however, was just as awkward as the day he had begun. He had yet to grow proficient on hopping on his front leg, which oftentimes ended in him lying on the ground prone with a sore muzzle. He discovered rather quickly that he was extremely self-conscious of his missing limb, primarily because Snowpony ever looked at him in the eyes anymore. The library was a lot farther than Spike ever thought it was. The sun was already setting in the sky before he felt the familiarity of the worn, wooden steps on his claws. "Now to open the door and for Twilight to come running for the aid of her number one assistant."
What he got was a nightmare scenario. Twilight couldn't be seen anywhere, but there was a weak, elderly-looking mare that sat at her old desk.
Why was it so dark in here?
"Hey, Twi, I'm home."
The mare at the other side of the room grunted and nodded. She was so thin. Right away, Spike rushed into the kitchen, fumbling with the ingredients and settling to let some of them cascade to the ground. Spike created a crude sandwich and brought it out to his friend. Spike made sure she mechanically ate her meal. How long has it been since she's done this? He had only seen her like this once, years ago, when he was curious just to see how much Twilight needed him. After she finished being fed, Spike gave her an awkward bath with dry soap. There was so much gunk. The rag he used came back absolutely black, and her coat was three shades brighter once he was finished. Once Spike managed to get a blanket over the mare, she gradually fell asleep at her own desk, and he went to sleep right beside her. Everything was going to be fine now. Come morning, the quality of his work was painfully different. As he was fixing breakfast, he burned his claw on the skillet. The fire wasn't very big. Twilight put it out easily, but the food was ruined. He was beginning to feel bad. Twilight kept asking for books on the lowest shelf just to give him something to do. He was just being in the way.
"Twilight? Could you get me Zebras, an unknown creature, for me, please?"
Spike walked over to the bookshelf, falling back on his rump, roughly. Without being able to use his tail to prop himself up, he fell on his back rather quickly. The speed of his fall, however, was seconded by how quickly he tried to cover up his mistake under the guise of looking for books on his stomach. Finding the book, he put it in his mouth awkwardly,
desperate not to burn the flammable papyrus. Of course, the only logical conclusion to his attempt is that he fell on his face and burned the book. Twilight sighed, sweeping away the ashes before Spike could make an attempt to do it himself. Spike sat there, dejected, as she patted his head sympathetically. He hated it.
Spike, listen. Please don't say it. I know you want to help, but please, Twilight, I'll do anything. I'll give you a tummy rub like when you were Philly. I can wrap you up in your blanket when you're cold. I'll do anything you want, just please don't.
I think you should focus on getting better, Spike. There sat Twilight, waiting for any type of response, staring at the scaleless dragon with tears in his eyes.
Of course she's tired of me. I can't do anything right. I'm just slowing her down. I guess I should just go to Applejack's and tell her that she was right. Of course she was. She knows what it's like to be important to a family. I'm nothing but a broken assistant that needs to be replaced.
The walk to Sweet Apple Acres was daunting. Not so much in a physical sense, it was more like an emotional gauntlet. Every couple of steps, he could see another thing he had tried to help out with. The 24,564,837 blades of grass, the botched apple-bucking attempt that had resulted in 3 felled apple trees, the campfire-turned-wildfire that destroyed most of the east fields. All that was left was death. What made it worse was that there was still evidence of his failed firefighter attempt that still flooded a part of the north fields. How could he do such things? All this damage? Finally, he found the orange mare he was looking for.
Applejack? I'm so sorry about how I've been acting.
Applejack continued bucking apples, feigning disinterest. Spike continued anyway. It's now or never.
I was just being stupid, worrying about things that aren't my business. It's just, I love you guys so much. But you aren't always there in each other's lives.
Tears flowed down his face and his body trembled in sync to Applejack's bucks.
Most of you aren't like Rainbow and Fluttershy, and you don't always come to each other for a shoulder to cry on. I thought that maybe I could fill that role.
Applejack paused.
I should have asked first, instead of intruding on your life and ruining everything. I'm sorry.
Applejack turned toward the sobbing dragon. He wasn't holding anything back, and it reminded her of when Apple Bloom...
Oh, sweet Celestia. She never apologized to her sister.
She had been so riled up about this entire thing that she hadn't even spoken to her for days.
You were right, Applejack. She got rid of me, just like you said she would. I'm nothing more to her now than a sick puppy. I'm no assistant.
Applejack hugged him. She couldn't believe how much she hurt him, and all over nothing.
I'm sorry, Spike. I was just so upset, and I felt that you were just somebody telling me how to raise my family, not somebody wanting to help.
Spike continued to shake in her embrace. Apple Bloom wants to see you. She says she has a surprise. He couldn't believe how much better he felt. She didn't hate him or the code. She just didn't like how he was doing things. Spike found his way to the barn in which Apple Bloom was working on her surprise and knocked carefully. He never felt so many things around him with his scales. He felt a lot safer with them. After a brief pause, Spike entered the barn. Poking his head inside, he recognized the scent of dried tears immediately. He expected to hear the well-known wails of his damsel in distress confide in him about the ever-stressful politics of the fashion world, but none came. Instead, he heard a sharp pinging sound of steel on steel. Flashes of heat washed over him, wave after wave. What was she doing?
Apple Bloom? Spike called out cautiously. Applejack said you had a surprise?
The clanging stopped, and a soot-covered filly appeared from the darkness.
Hi, Spike!
Her eyes were filled with a type of exhaustion, and he wasn't sure whether it was from the lassitude or from the family problems Applejack told him about.
Walk backwards towards me.
She scrambled off. Sighing, Spike obliged and began walking backwards. Spike felt something heavy drape on his back and wrap around his body. Reflecting off rays of light that poked their way through the broken woodwork, the scale-like armor he was equipped with glowed with a beautiful blue hue. He grinned wildly when it was all on. He felt whole again. He felt like a dragon. Tears swelled in Spike's eyes as he turned toward Applebloom, sweeping her in a hug. Applebloom giggled.
I spent months working on it. The blacksmith at Canterlot was nice enough to give me a list of what I needed, and Twilight's books showed me what to do.
Applebloom nuzzled his cheek.
I felt so sorry for you, Spike, losing everything after you saved our lives. It's like I keep telling everypony, you ain't broken, just fixable.
Applebloom and Spike sighed in each other's embrace, basking in the warm glow of the afternoon sun. A new hammer symbol on the filly's flank going completely missed. Thank you, Applebloom, Spike whispered into her mane. With you, I am finally whole.